Every seat in council chambers was filled Monday night as Hafey presented his legal team's findings for more than 90 minutes. Charging the city $350,000, Hafey and his team interviewed more than 150 people over the last 3 months, compiling a 220-page report. It found multiple levels of city and state dysfunction, outlining a myriad of missteps ahead of the white nationalist rally in which dozens were injured and three people died. But members of the public said there was something missing from the report. Dr. Rick Turner, the former head of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said he believes the race of the city's police chief, who is African American, played a role in why his orders were not followed by rank-and-file officers that day.
If the author of the report was a conscious black person, he couldn't miss the relevance of race in this context. Instead, this report never mentioned it. We live in a state of steadfast denial.
Hafey, however, said he found no evidence of race as a factor, but acknowledged,
I don't think that its absence from the report is some sort of subtle suggestion that it's irrelevant. It absolutely is relevant. It is a little bit beyond the scope of what I think we were asked to do.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.